from America's frontier, Nebraska. It's the Outdoor Connection with Rick Windham on News Talk 1240 KODY.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. My guest this morning is Larry Pape with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, and Larry is kind of the guy in charge of, like, the family fishing nights and those fishing programs. That's not the right title, Larry, so I'll let you give them to. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, Rick. Good morning.
What is your official title?
I'm an education specialist for the Fisheries Division of Nebraska Game and Parks Commission.
Very good. Now, I think it's safe to say that all the plans you've had and all the things you guys normally do have been totally overturned with all the COVID stuff. We get back to normal, when we get back to normal again, what is the goal of the program?
Well, right now we've suspended all activities through May 31st, you know, and we're being hopeful. I'm planning beyond May 31st for all family fishing events to be, you know, operated like normal. And we want to instill hope. That's the purpose of that. So June 2nd is our first scheduled event, and then from then through August we'll have them across the state. And so right now my job is to remain hopeful and instill that in people and try to entice them to go fishing.
And we'll keep our fingers crossed and pray that that happens too, because it is a great program.
Yes.
And when you have come out, I know you do it all over the state, but when you've come out here to North Platte, and I've been somewhere in the wings helping in whatever way I could, I just have such a ball watching kids catch fish.
That's what we're about.
You don't see that kind of joy very often.
Well, you know, when we do the family fishing nights there in the community, and then like Carper Ram out, Lake Maloney in July, seeing a mom and dad help their child catch their first fish or their 10th fish or whatever it be is what keeps us coming back.
Now, fishing in general, what is kind of the, I don't want to say stance, but kind of the guidance or recommendations the Game and Parks has now for being able to go out and fish? You know, we're not in total lockdown, so what can we do?
Well, we've come up with a list of things that we suggest, and we want people to continue fishing, but it has to be within the guidelines of your community. That's most important. And we urge people to fish locally. Make sure you maintain a distance when you pick something. If it's busy, move somewhere else. Once you pick the fishing hole, keep a distance. A fishing pole at 6-7 feet is the perfect distance. You know, poke them if they get too close to you.
Now, I had never thought about that, but that is a classic way to gauge it. Very good.
You know, generally we do that anyway because we don't like getting hooked when other people cast near us. So generally that's pretty much the social distancing fishermen abide by anyway. So.
I mentioned that in a column a while back, that fishermen practice it naturally because you don't want to get hit with the errant cast or hooked. So perfect.
Exactly. We urge people to bring their own bait, you know, don't visit retailers any more than you have to. And if you do, of course, you know, observe really sanitary conditions. Buy your license online. We've got the function now where you don't have to actually visit the place, and you can actually display it on your mobile. And if you're sick, stay home. And if you're vulnerable to this illness, especially stay home. We're going to be okay, you know, in the future, and we'll take them fishing when we can.
Very good. Now, I know another thing that I've seen in some of the Game and Parks news releases that is a good activity for right now is State Youth Fish Art Competition Contest. Tell us a little bit about that.
This is our first year partnering with this, and we're really excited. It's a program that's been around for many years. And it's with the Wildlife Forever organization out of Minnesota, but it's a national organization. And as an educational endeavor, they encourage children to create an art piece that is selected from one of the state fish of the United States and fishes of Canada. And they create this 9x12 piece of art, and then they write a short little essay on it and why they selected it. And they entered into our competition within the state. And then my team selects the winner from the state on categories based by grade, and we send it off to the national competition. It fits perfectly with the stay-at-home with the schools now.
It does. It does.
And so it's simple. I mean, it's statefishart.com. And if they, you know, they can call me for more details if they wish.
Now, it did have a deadline, but that has now been extended to when?
The deadline was initially March 31st, but they've extended it to the end of April, simply because all of us states involved in this have requested this for a resource for the stay-at-home kids.
Right.
So the end of April.
This is a perfect tie also with, you know, kids staying at home, trying to maintain some schooling. This is a good piece for that physical science or biology type constituent of whatever they're trying to learn. The kids can learn a lot from this contest.
Absolutely. The essay you select on the fish, you learn about biology, you learn about habitat, you learn about life histories of these animals. By the way, do you know what the state fish of Nebraska is by chance?
I do personally. It's a channel catfish.
That's absolutely right. And it's a wonderful fish to fish for. And it's a beautiful fish.
It
and
is.
I can tell you, you've got some keen competition because I've already received a couple pieces of channel catfish. I want to point out that they can select any fish from any state across the country.
That was a question I had. If you had to do your state fish, or could it be a little bit more open? So that's a good one.
There's also additional categories if they add like an invasive species within that picture, such as a zebra mussel or some other kind of invasive, they get additional credit for that.
Ah.
Enhances their piece.
So they could have the zebra and quagga mussel below the waterline, the fish, and then Phragmites on the bank. How many points
exactly
does that add up to? Add up to.
They just automatically win if they do that.
There you go. Back to the comment on channel catfish. Yeah, that is Nebraska state fish. But I think, at least out here, it's an extremely underutilized resource. Catfish, they're a blast to fish for. They're great fighting. They make good table fare. I sometimes don't understand why they don't have a greater presence among sports fishermen.
You know, I'm a big fan. Well, you know me. I'm a big fan of fishing for anything, like carp or anything. But catfish are wonderful. And this summer, we're actually within the Family Fishing Community Fishing Series. We have two programs here in Lincoln called Discover Catfishing. So after our community fishing programs that runs from 6 to 8, from 8 to 10, we're going to switch over to heavier gear and fish for catfish.
And
we did this last year, and the fish accommodated fairly well. I'm very hopeful we'll have two dates to do that. We'll describe all the techniques it takes to go catfishing, and then just have a blast telling stories at dusk.
Years ago, before the family fishing programs came into be, before the free state park visits came into be, we were trying to do that out here, and we actually set up a family fishing type thing and used one of the water hazards on a golf course as where we were going to fish. And the Game and Parks was kind enough to stock it and whatnot. And I was watching a young man, he was maybe 2, and he was there with his dad and catching his first fish, which ended up being about an 18-inch channel cat. Now, when you're 2 years old and you stand about 30 inches tall and you have a 18-inch catfish, that's a pretty formidable-looking critter in front of you. And it flopped out of the water and landed right across his feet and did that croaking noise that catfish do. And it scared him, and he took off up the bank. But he never left his fishing pole. He held that. And every time he looked back, that fish wasn't getting any further away.
It was chasing him.
It was chasing him. And his dad caught him in about 30 feet or so. But I wish I'd have had that on video. That was a classic. Yet, an hour and a half later, the young man had come back. He was fishing. He was catching more. An hour and a half later, he was telling me how to catch catfish. He was a pro now. It was great.
Those are the kind of things that, as kids, we remember for a lifetime, and as parents, we remember for a lifetime. So why not?
Exactly.
Why not get out there and do it?
Exactly. And if you're a sport fisherman, catfish, like you said, you have to go to heavier tackle. There are big fish out there to catch.
Catfish is having a recent surgence of popularity in terms of its tournaments and stuff, and we'll have to see where those go this summer, of course. But if you're an avid cat fisherman, tap into Game and Parks tournament series and check it out, because there's a lot of tournaments geared around catfish now.
Two or three times a year, I have my group of guys that I normally fish with, and it is a dedicated catfish a camp for that. And I tease some of the other fishermen that I know that maybe are really hardcore walleye fishermen or bass fishermen, and I ask them, I said, when's the last time you caught a 20-pound walleye or 20-pound bass?
Yes, exactly.
Just, all good fun, but I do like flathead being my favorite one to go after.
We have fantastic resources across the state for flatheads.
Yes.
Of course, we have channel cats and in some places blue catfish. And so there's plenty of opportunity. All they have to do is call the office and we'll guide them to what's hot. And so,
you mentioned tournaments there a second ago. And one other item I had to ask about is I noticed an item for the Cornhusker State Game Shoreline Fishing Tournament. Again, you guys, somebody had that idea. That was genius with the COVID-19 thing now happening. Tell us about that one.
The Cornhusker State Games, of course, has been going on for years. And,
right.
and a component of it, a tournament, shoreline fishing, and there's actually a boat-based fishing tournament also during that weekend of Cornhusker State Games occurs. And last year, Game and Parks took over the sponsorship of it and helping coordinate the shoreline part of that. So this is our second year. And it occurs in Lincoln at Holmes Lake I don't have my calendar with me, in July. It's a fun tournament. It's for anybody and everybody. You don't have to be a crazy avid fisherman. And we have people coming with their kids and the parents fishing alongside of them, and each within a category that they can compete. All fish count, no matter the species. And we give gold, silver, and bronze medals out for multiple categories and different types of fish. It's just a fun tournament.
That sounds like it's a riot.
Yes, yeah.
I have a suggestion for you to consider. It would be based off of this shoreline fishing, so pretty much everybody's capable of getting to a shoreline, and then do that remotely. Everybody set a period of time, and then everybody can email in pictures of their catch and their stuff, and do it on a statewide level like that. I think kids would have a ball with that.
Yeah, I've approached the Cornhusker State Games with that idea, and I think once I get my feet a little better ingrained in, and tracking on this program, maybe next year or the following year I will propose something like that.
That would be cool.
But above and beyond that, I think with this COVID virus social distancing. That might be just a fun thing to do. And I think we need to look into that, don't you?
I do. I think it would be a lot of fun. I think it would give people something to focus on, concentrate on, besides worrying about what's happening with the COVID stuff. And when you get ready to start putting that together, Larry, let me know. I will help you any way I can, you know, getting it in my columns, getting it out on the radio, whatever we need to do. But I think that's a great one.
Yeah, you're making me think there's a couple application resources already out there. Maybe we can team up with something like that. Let's work on that, Rick.
Okay.
You're brilliant.
No.
Well, there you go.
You mentioned, I know you. You're like me. You love to fish. Doesn't make any difference what's biting. It's fun. And you mentioned carp. Have you had a chance to try those carp flies I sent you?
You know what? I have. And I should have sent it to you. I think I have a fish that I caught in Salt Creek, actually the mouth of Antelope Creek into Salt Creek here in Lincoln on one of your flies.
Very cool.
And, yeah, I'm sorry I didn't get it to you.
I tie those up, and I send them out to people, and they open them up, and their first look at them is like, oh, my God, what is this? But if you understand carp fishing, they work.
Oh, my gosh, yes. One of the things I did this winter, just personal here, is I built a new fly rod this winter in conjunction with a class we held.
Nice.
A fly rod building class, and it's an 8-weight, a 9-weight, and it's specifically created it for pike fishing and carp fishing.
When you said 9-weight,
I knew this spring.
When you said 9-weight, I knew you had to be going for something heavy.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get out to Box Butte and do a little pike fishing maybe this spring, and I'm definitely going to try to seek some bigger carp this year.
I have a spot right here. If you can't make it out to Box Butte, I had a local landowner contact me and ask me if I liked pike fishing, and I said, sure. And they said, would you come out and fish some of these? They've gotten beyond his dam that it actually has flow that connects it back to the North Platte River. And somehow the pike have gotten beyond that, and he says, I need them out of there because they're eating my baby ducks.
So, oh, no.
So we're welcome to go fishing there, Larry.
Oh, my gosh. Well, can we social distance with a 9-foot fly rod?
Easily.
You can be
on one side of the pond. I'll be on the other side.
I think I'll be there tomorrow. Oh,
oh
my gosh.
We'll work it. keep that in mind.
Yes, I will be there as soon as we can.
Well, I thank you very much for taking the time to be on the show this morning. I hope I gave you a little bit of a reprieve from working at home and some of those doldrums. So thanks again.
You have, and please urge people to get out there and go fishing, but be smart about it and abide by whatever the regulations or the protocol for this COVID thing is locally. You know, please follow the rules. Don't ruin it for the rest of us by crowding and have things shut down.
So, very, very well said.
Have fun, please.
Well said, sir. You have a great weekend, and folks, that's it for this edition of the Outdoor Connection. We'll see you next Friday.
Breaking news, talk, the Huskers, and you. This is News Talk 1240 KODY North Platte with translator K291BW North Platte at 106.1 FM.